Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Let's say I'm trying to lurk on you, you know, see what you're doing and who you're doing it with. I can stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of weird. You do that?
Not anymore. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages, so no public feeds. And the money is immediately available to use with Apple Pay.
Babe, did you just send me a dollar on Apple Cash?
I just said our cash isn't content. Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply. You may have heard that most people who are black have O blood type. O is commonly needed for emergencies, but did you know 1 in 3 of us is a match for patients with sickle cell disease? Regardless of blood type, every day our blood saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell. Donate blood at Red Cross to help us save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped.
The scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
You know that I feel like it's important to express yourself. You got to put your true self out there. And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do that.
That's right. Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know it doesn't get any more comfortable than the Croc clogs and sandals. They are just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit Crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
Today's show is about y'all, not us.
Dead ass, because there would be no us without you. And you. And you. And you too. Because we just love y'all.
Dead ass.
Hey, I'm Kadeen.
And I'm DeVal.
And we're the Ellises.
You may know us from posting funny videos with our boys.
And reading each other publicly as a form of therapy.
Wait, I make you need therapy?
Most days.
Wow.
Oh, and one more important thing to mention, we're married.
Yes, sir, we are. We created this podcast to open dialogue about some of life's most taboo topics.
Things most folks don't want to talk about.
Through the lens of a millennial married couple. Deadass is a term that we say every day. So when we say deadass, we're actually saying facts. 100. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We about to take pillow talk to a whole new level.
Dead ass starts right now. I'm sending him a 4-page letter. Oh, Aaliyah. I enclosed it with a kiss. And if I write him, he better get it on time. Oh, yes.
People always say that I play myself for you.
They say that you don't even know just me.
Me.
Oh.
One of my favorite artists.
Man, I'm just sitting here thinking about her.
I know. She's amazing.
Where would she be now?
Amazing.
Freaking amazing. For sure. So, yeah, it's listener letter episode, guys. You know, we have to do a specially dedicated episode for y'all. I mean, it's at a point now where
she got on a whole
snuggling
blanket.
Up. I got my blanket. I should have popped some popcorn.
Nosy.
But I got my tea.
She loved to be
and
nosy.
And I'm ready to hear what y'all got to say.
First of all,
okay,
listener letters. Kadeen wrote me a four-page letter. In college.
I did.
Front and back.
You get it? So it was technically 8.
Scripted. No, it was still 4. It was just 4 pages.
Was it front page?
It was just 4 pages front and back.
For, oh, yeah.
It was 4 pages.
True.
Scripted. My eyes was hurting reading it. Proclaiming her love for me. I remember those days when she used to love me like that.
She put it in a car, left it under my pillow.
Now I just drop it for him.
I'll take that. Period. Any day.
Period. Any day. Period.
Yes. So, enough about us. Let's get into y'all.
Yeah, we pulled some listener letters from the slew of letters that we get in our email. Thank you, Tribble, for sifting through all the mail and pulling out some scenarios that y'all have going on here.
Yes, and we're going to try our best to give you some advice, even though we don't consider ourselves to be experts. But what we can do is try to relate to what y'all going through, because we done been through a lot.
We've been through a lot. Like, there might be a little situation or a story or a little anecdote that we have that we can, you know, add into a story that y'all have here.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we're just going to do our best to see what we can come up with, all right? So the first one today, hey, Deval and Kadeen. I am a 27-year-old single woman living in Maryland. I recently shared with a male friend, strictly platonic, about a guy that I liked. I sought his advice to gauge if the guy was into me or not. My friend came up with various reasons as to whether he was into me or not. But my male friend gave one suggestion to help, quote unquote, increase my chances in the future, and it was to lose weight. Now, I've been on a successful weight loss journey for 2 years now, which I had to school my friend on. His comment hurt, but also confused me that my weight may have been the reason as to why this guy was not interested. I even had women along my weight loss journey tell me the guys must be coming after you now. Was my male friend correct? Are men less attracted to plus size women?
I guess I should answer this question because I'm a man. Well, listen, there's two things here. Number one, there's a politically correct answer that people want to hear all the time, which is it doesn't matter what you look like. There's someone for everybody, right? Of course. But then there's also just the truth, right? There are beauty standards set, which may be fair or not fair, that say that slimmer women get more attention. That's just the standard.
That's the standard, I guess. Yeah.
And to be honest, if you want to increase your chances of who likes you, you know, I guess losing weight, but that doesn't mean that you'll never find someone if you're a heavier person. I mean, I know some really thin women who are lonely because even though they were thin, they don't got nobody. I know some plus size women who are happily married, which means there is no exact science. So that's the politically correct answer, and that's the answer that most people will tell you. This is what I'm going to tell you, right? You got to be happy with yourself. Because it doesn't matter whether you're a plus size or thin. If you're not happy with yourself, whatever issues you have with yourself, you're going to bring to whatever relationship you have. And that is going to turn a guy off more than your appearance. That's just period, point blank. If you're insecure about how you look, whether it's too big or too small, that insecurity can be a turnoff for anybody.
That is true, because I also too know some women who are a little bit more plus size that have confidence through the roof. And with the confidence through the roof, then that in turn attracts a certain kind of energy, right?
Yes.
So if you feel good about your weight loss journey and where you've gotten so far, I think it's a sensitive topic for women, first of all.
Yes.
And you know, the fact that people are saying, man, the guys must be coming after you now.
Yes.
It just kind of almost is like a backhanded comment. Like, damn, girl, yes, you probably were big as hell before and people didn't like you. But now all of a sudden, yes, they're flooding in.
It's very backhanded. Agree.
Yeah, it is backhanded. So you definitely have to work on yourself first, which it seems like you're doing, which is a good thing too. But also too, I don't think you necessarily have to alter who you are and what you look like to then accommodate somebody who you think, you know, she was gauging if the person was into you or not. I think that's the first thing that people see is someone's physical appearance.
Absolutely.
So if the person is into you off the bat, then chances are they like you for who you are. And then part of your fitness journey, you know, and your journey to health is probably just the icing on the cake.
See, but that's the truth, though. Like, people want to say it's vain to think about looks first. You typically don't start talking to someone or get to meeting someone who you're not physically attracted to first.
Right.
So that's a part of it, right? So if you're walking around and this person seems to be attracted to you, however you look right now means they're attracted to you now.
Right.
It, you know, very rarely do you meet someone who says, you know what, she looks good, but if she lost weight, she will look better. And it's not just a woman thing. I know dudes who are big, who people are like, oh, they want everybody wants a guy with a six pack. Nah, I got some big homeboys who got some very beautiful wives who are all into them. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if they're slim or big. So
big guys I think get great hugs too.
You've been hugging some big guys?
Yeah.
I need to know who these are.
Over the years.
Yeah, all right. How many years? Because we've been together 19.
I'm not talking about, I'm just talking about nice, like, hugs. Like, don't get
fucked
up
on the podcast. Don't get fucked up on the podcast.
Don't be all insecure on what not to vow. Okay.
But nah, it's really about confidence, man. It's just really about confidence, man. Don't let, and sometimes people try to give you compliments or mm-hmm. try to help you, you know, if they feel like you can be better at something because they know that you're looking, you know, looking to be better. For example, she says she was on a weight loss journey. Mm-hmm. So if your friend may think he may think he'd be encouraging you by saying, hey, you're doing well, but if you lose more weight, he may think he's trying to encourage you. He may not be trying to be malicious. So
yeah, you know, it's true. Sometimes, like, the way people deliver messages are not necessarily the way they come across or the way they're intended. But I feel like, girl, if you are out there working out, getting in better shape for yourself, loving yourself along the way, whoever he is going to come along. That's okay, you 27 too, girl. You got all the time.
Yeah, 27.
Take that from an old head like me.
Yeah, she old. I'm 25, so I can't relate to old headness. Okay. Sorry, though. I like my cougar. I love my cougar.
Rawr. We know what kind of headness you like. Anywho. You
fresh.
On to the next question.
All right. I got this one.
All right, go for it.
I got engaged a year ago after 4 years of dating and talking about marriage for years. My man and I are compatible in a lot of ways, but since COVID, a lot of things have come into play that I didn't see in our years of being together, family being the biggest one. I've realized that he has a savior complex and feels he needs to solve his siblings' problems even when it has nothing to do with him and isn't life or death. Under normal circumstances, I wouldn't have a problem with this, but he is putting us on pause so he can help solve everyone's problems. I feel abandoned. We also have a lot of other issues, like him not having a job and not prior. How you have a savior complex and you ain't got no job? Like, that already to me ain't making no sense. But anyway, mm-hmm. We also have a lot of other issues, like him not having a job and not prioritizing us in the future we're trying to build together. The only urgency I see in him is his want to make money and have and help his family, but there has no plan in place to move us forward at all. How do you want to make money and have no job? I'm confused. I've been very patient as he's navigating working throughout his relationships, but now everything is compounding and I'm wanting to leave. We've tried therapy, but he's starting to take his stress and anger out on me. He's an angel to everyone else, but is truly unkind to me. More than anything else, I already know who this person is. I'm seeing it's the shift in behavior that is turning me completely off and wanting to leave. We are both in our mid-30s, and I wanted to get your opinion on if we should stick it out because of the time invested or separate. I feel like it's one-sided. I know I'm not an angel, but me shutting down and wanting to leave is reacting from what he's doing. Please help.
Girl, you said wanting to leave about 4 times. I think you already left.
Agreed.
Right? I think she's already left, and maybe she was just kind of talking us through this whole thing to pretty much say, girl, you already left. You checked out. It's funny because I don't know if he lost his job just because of COVID. You know, the pandemic, a lot of people lost their jobs. So maybe he kind of feels like in that too, he's trying to help his family. He's trying to get back on his feet and he's trying to do all the things. So it seems a bit scatterbrained to me too. It's almost like spreading yourself thin and you're trying to help so many different people, so many different situations at one time, but you can't even help the one that is your main relationship. So I can see how it's easy for her to feel abandoned. I guess my question is too, I guess if they started therapy, because my question is like, is he actively working towards changing that if it's something that they express? But then she said he just takes his stress and anger out on her. So I don't know if he's truly unkind to you, like you say, the shift in behavior doesn't seem like it's going to change. You're completely off wanting to leave. I think the writing is on the wall, girl.
This is what I think.
Especially in your 30s. Like, I don't got time to play games.
This is what I think. As a man who appreciates the privilege of being a provider and wanting to be the head of household, I know how difficult it can be to say, for example, during COVID, you lost your job and now you can't provide. So now you have options, right? One is be the savior complex. I know I'm not where I want to be in my life, but I'm going to save everybody else so I could at least feel better about where I am. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to act like the savior and save everybody else. Additionally, you tend to take out all your insecurities and all your deficiencies as a person on the person who's closest to you. Because now she's saying that he's changed and he's being mean. I hope to God that people don't take what happened during 2020 with COVID and everything as what life is going to be like with this person, because that's an anomaly. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a rarity. We're not going to be living in a pandemic forever. We're not going to be going through a recession at the same time as a pandemic forever. So this is probably the most extreme circumstance that you have with someone. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't base your entire relationship on these last few months or year, mm-hmm. because you said you've been together for 4 years. So hopefully there have been better times during those 4 years for you to decide whether or not you want to stay. I wouldn't just rush to run. I would mm-hmm. see if they can rebound, you know, after, because COVID is not over, but as the world begins to open up, hopefully he can get a job and understand that it's not easy to try to be head of household and then lose a job.
Right.
Especially as a man, it's difficult because, and I say this all the time, when you're in a relationship and you're married or getting married, if you're going through financial issues, the first person they look at is the man. No one ever says, y'all going through financial issues, what is your wife doing? It's mm-hmm. you're going through financial issues, what is your husband doing?
Right.
So for him, he probably feels the pressure, and it's unfair that he's taking it out on you, mm-hmm. but then he's also trying to deflect and fulfill himself by trying to help others. So,
see, I wonder too if this is even just a sign of someone who may be feeling the need to continue to help family and be that crutch or that support for family even after the pandemic or after this anomaly that we're in, right? Mm-hmm. You do have scenarios where you have one spouse that is always trying to still help their family because they feel yeah. like they are in a position to,
right.
or they feel like owe it to their family, or, you know, they just want to help out of the genuineness and the goodness of mm-hmm. their heart. So could this be a little bit of an inkling? Is that just, that's just his personality, and he's going to want to try to continue to always help somebody and then leave the deficit in the house?
It could be. And if that's the case, then they're going to have issues mm-hmm. because your first responsibility has to be your nuclear family now, which is the woman you asked to be your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just the bottom line. Your spouse comes first. Like anyone who says, you know, my family, you know, my family's my family first and I'm getting married, but my family comes first. You're entering into a marriage with the wrong mindset.
Right.
You know, like, the person you asked to be your life partner has to come first because you chose that person and that person chose you. And once you make that choice, you can't just say, okay, I chose you, but you got to wait.
Right.
That's selfish. So hopefully,
agreed.
You know, hopefully they can talk about it. You can express right. how you feel, be transparent.
Right.
And y'all can move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you haven't checked out completely already, sis, maybe give it one last fighting chance, like DeVal said. And you, that was a good point you made, that this space that we've been in for the past year and change, just, can you really get a fair assessment of any thing or any relationship?
No.
People are reassessing their own selves as individuals after this. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So so good luck to you out there and your boo. Hopefully y'all can get it together. All right. Let's see what else we have here. I'm currently a new listener of your podcast, and I honestly can't stop listening to you guys. Thank you. We are definitely couple goals and just dope individuals.
That.
Thank you. I need help. So I was slash am in currently engaged to my fiance. So she was slash am currently engaged. So she is or she ain't. I'm not sure. Engaged to my fiance, who I was supposed to marry May 29th, 2021. Okay. So the wedding would be coming up next month. We dated for 7.5 years, engaged for 4. The reason I say
already
was
pause
and
on that because she Kay don't like to be engaged more than 4 days, let alone 4 years. But go ahead. Finish it. The rest of
I this. Thought this episode was about y'all.
No, it is. I was just trying to relate to what they're going through. So go ahead. You was up to the reason I say.
Sis, you should have put a trigger warning in this. So at least we knew DeVal was going to be triggered by your story.
I just know how people don't like to be engaged for half a decade almost, let alone half a week.
You want to finish my story or should I finish it?
Babe, whatever you want to do, I'm here for you.
The reason I said was am, because she put was slash am, it's because February 28th, 2021 was the last time I've heard from him or seen him.
What?
What?
I hope he's all right.
He ended up blocking me and ghosting me without any explanation why.
Oh, wow. That's not funny.
I have attempted numerous times to get a hold of him, but nothing. Even tried emailing him, nothing. We were doing pretty good, but not sure why he blocked me or is keeping away from me. We had an entire wedding planned for next month, and now he's left me unknown
what is happening, and have family and friends asking about the wedding has been so hard that I don't answer. A day before he ghosted me, I was spending time with him and saw his phone. He has a Facebook, I don't, so I noticed he was talking to this chick on Facebook Messenger, and he said, "Hey, beautiful, what would it take to get you in my squad?" She asks, "What does it consist of?" And he said something, someone to hang out with, and she called him. They had a 30-minute conversation, and who knows what was said. They exchanged numbers. When I asked him who she was, he said, "It's just, oh,
Ariana." She gave a name. I know you bad with names.
No. I'm just, she's giving a name. It's just Ariana. That's her name. And that's all. I feel like he brushed it off and it was nothing, but it's a big deal. You're about to get married and you're entertaining other females and disrespecting me and don't care. Why is he doing this to me? I need help. Since this happened, I've developed anxiety and I haven't been happy, and it's just taking a big toll on me. If it wasn't for God, I would not know what to do.
This is easy for me, young lady. If you have brothers, tell your brothers to whoop his ass.
But they can't find him.
Oh, they could find him if they want to find him.
Listen.
She probably wants it to be a mutual agreement with, like, no, listen to me. They
that
got
is
this
just
new
flat out.
Hold
wrong.
On. They got this new thing now, right? Apple came out with it. It's like the size of a quarter, where it has a tracking device in it, right? Get one of those, right? Find out where his car is. Put it in his car and track him for a couple months. Then let your brothers whoop his ass. I'm telling you this right now.
You watch somebody, one too many Chicago PD episodes.
No, listen
putting
to me,
trackers
bro.
On cars?
Somebody do that to somebody I love. Ghost somebody I love. Like to me.
Like a fiance? Because when she said was am, I'm like, what does she mean by was am?
That's not crazy.
That is crazy.
And she's kind of like delusional because she
maybe
put,
she's in shock.
Okay, I'm going to say shock, not delusional, because she put was am. Sweetheart, he ghosts you. Y'all supposed to get married next month and y'all haven't heard from him. Y'all not engaged no more. Because even if he comes back, you should not be engaged to him.
Absolutely
not. That was
not.
What, months ago?
How do you even engage in a conversation after that? He needs to engage in an ass whooping. How about that?
Somebody
that is
that
absolutely, that's whack, first of all. That's
cowardice.
A coward move. Yes. It's a
coward move.
Bro. And at this rate, if it's something where he felt like he did not want to be married anymore, simply
just
say
it.
There has to be somebody that gets it. You have a whole family, I'm assuming, of people on both sides.
That shit got me mad. Niggas
somebody,
be corny, bro.
Somebody has... Yeah, that's mad corny.
That's mad corny.
Somebody
son.
Has to know where he is. And it just...
That's mad corny.
At this point, I wouldn't even want an explanation. I'd be like, you know what?
Yeah, don't ask
thank
for
you,
an explanation.
Thank you.
Screw him.
For doing me a favor.
But I feel bad. She said they dated for 7.5 years, engaged for
that
4.
That doesn't make any sense. It almost makes me feel like, was he living like a double life and like disappeared into some other life that he had? Like,
you know, it wouldn't shock me.
Sis,
I mean,
so sorry you're going through this.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me because Kadeem watches these shows at night, right? Is it Unsolved Mysteries?
Listen,
or
I'll be watching all the shows. Unsolved Mysteries, there's Dateline Secrets Uncovered.
Right.
All them little mystery shows.
KB
and people
watching,
be doing wild stuff.
And they be living double lives.
Double lives.
So all I would
having
say
whole ass families and whatnot. Over Dessa and another set of family over Dessa. That's how it is. So I get it.
Count your blessings that you don't have a baby and you're not officially married.
Yes.
So there are no tax implications.
Yes.
And there are no children involved. Move on, sweetheart.
Yeah.
You dodged the
on.
Bullet.
I'm so
you
sorry that this
bullet.
Happened to you. It really doesn't.
I'm not one for it. See, that's because now that's going to give her trauma for the rest of her life. Like, she's
right.
Going to be having to deal with that.
And always having
cool.
to question what she may have possibly done
right.
wrong, quote unquote.
You ain't do nothing wrong, sweetheart. He got issues, bro.
Aww.
He a coward.
Man.
That's messed up.
Good luck
you
to you, girl.
You ready to fight somebody.
Yeah,
Devout
tight over here,
are.
Y'all. You see his face? His brow is starting to furry a little bit. You see the brow?
And I already got bushy brows. Y'all
yeah.
know my brows be
his
bushy.
Brows are
huh?
furry. Be careful, though. You're going to get wrinkles. Come here.
Listen, I hope nobody break my kid's heart, bro. Because I'm not the type of dad that could just be like, hey, son, it's all right. I'm out here trying to fuck somebody up. I don't care,
well, leave
bro.
That to me. You know, mama of three boys.
I know you got it. All mm-hmm. right. Up next. Hey guys, my name is Matt and I'm 27. I was looking for some advice.
Hey Matt, I love to hear from the guys.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
I found y'all's podcast a couple months before me and my wife separated. We were together about 8 to 9 years and married for 3 of them. We separated due to finances, outside interferences and having children and some miscommunication about seeing each other for more than a husband and wife. We separated towards the end of 2019, but we kept in contact. She ended up dating and moving with a woman. I already knew she liked men and women. but still kept in contact with me on the low. Okay. Fast forward to now, her and the woman she ended up with, end up talking to, have had multiple problems, and she would vent to me about it, and they're breaking up and moving separately. Right now, I'm just having to be the best friend I can be, but deep down inside, I want my wife back and best friend back. I'm not sure if I go, back down that road, or do I move on?
Aw, I'm a sucker for love, y'all. Let me tell you. So when I listen to a story like this, sometimes it feels like one of those things where you hear about people who are like married or together for mm-hmm. how many years, and then whatever happens, things fall apart, mm-hmm. and then they go their separate ways for a couple years or whatever, and then they end up back together again. I feel like I've heard recently about maybe a couple that like got married again after years of not being together. Mm-hmm. And what makes me think that there may potentially be some hope here for you is the fact that you guys separated, he said, due to finances. I know that causes a strain on a lot of relationships, but depending on where they are financially now, maybe it might be something that Devout doesn't seem to be convinced, no?
Bro.
I was just saying maybe it's something that they could have worked past.
All that is nice, right? He said that she likes men and women.
Okay.
He will never be able to be everything she wants or needs in a partner because he can't be a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very difficult for her to be monogamous with anybody because clearly she wants access to both. Even when she left him, she was talking to the chick, but talking to him on the low, which means she was probably talking to another woman on the low
while she was with him,
which is fine. She just needs to be honest with herself and say, I like men and women and I can't be in a monogamous relationship. Maybe y'all could have a sister wife situation where, you know, this is the only way it can work out is if it's her and her girlfriend and him all have an agreement and they're in a collective trio of a relationship. But him just being getting his wife back and expecting her to just suppress
be that
the
wife
things
and
that
best
she
friend.
Wants.
I see what you
it's
mean.
It's not possible.
So, yeah. So you feel like he's just holding on to that idea of her being his wife, but she may not be able to fully commit to being that for him.
Right. Because she just doesn't want to be his wife. She also wants to be in a relationship with a woman.
That's interesting.
And it's unfair. It's unfair for him to expect her to just be what he wants her to be. And it's unfair to her. It's unfair for her to not be honest with him or a woman and say that I want both. If you're not going to be upfront, because having one and keeping one on the side is always going to end up in heartbreak. I'm pretty sure the reason why her and the other woman are no longer together is because the other woman probably found out that she was still talking to him. I guarantee you that. The same way they broke up.
I mean, I can see how that could be even just with in a relationship. Say it was him and her, his wife. And then like he had an outside friend or something like that. Like sometimes the friend on the outside or like the old relationship on the outside, if you're still in communication, causes a rift regardless of if it was a man or a woman.
No,
you know
but
what I mean?
I know what you mean, but I think in this case, it's very direct because she has an affinity for men and women, which means she'll never be able to get that from one person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? It's like if I have an affinity, since I have an affinity for women, I love women, but you are a woman. There's nothing else that I can get from somebody that I can't get from you.
Right.
As long as you and I continue to have communications and discuss what
I
we
see
want
that.
From
that
each
makes
other.
Sense. But if you were into men, for example, there's nothing I could do to be that for you.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's
I guess that makes sense.
And not for nothing, she probably doesn't feel comfortable being honest and say, I want both and I want both of y'all because traditionally it's not acceptable. So she tries to live that life and then secretly do this and then tries to live that life and secretly do that. Because he has to understand, if she was in a relationship with somebody but she's talking to you on the low, don't that make you think she was probably doing that to you? You know what I'm saying?
Touche. So, I guess I was looking at it from the standpoint of the reasons why they broke up that he listed was the finances, outside interference about having children, if she was maybe
those are
the
reasons
fence.
He gave her. I mean, those are reasons she gave him. And then went out and was with a woman.
Miscommunication about seeing each other for more than husband and wife. So, in looking at that, I felt like, okay, maybe after some time away, maybe they could have worked past it. But you did raise a good point where he may not be able to be everything that she needs if she has the affinity for men and women. So.
Imagine a world where this woman didn't feel scrutiny for how she felt about being with people and was able to be honest with a man and a woman and say, I love both of y'all and let's see if we can work it out. Imagine a world where that's possible. You know what happens? They have a conversation. Maybe it works. Maybe it don't work. he has an affinity for a woman, he gets two women. Maybe that other woman does have an affinity for men and women too. She gets a man and a woman. She has an affinity for men and women. She gets both. Mm-hmm. If they're able to speak it and enjoy it, they could work it out.
That's if they can make it work. If but, not, he might be like, no, I just want, he said he wants his wife and his best friend back. So he may not even want another woman. He might exactly. just be like, damn, I just want you back. And that may not work for her.
And so, it may not work for her. But if they have that conversation. But the fact that he said on the low means that she's not living her truth.
Yeah. You know? Matt, I think you need, if you can encourage conversation from her, honest conversation, maybe just say, hey, whatever her name is, just, hey, I understand that this is how you feel. You have an attraction to men and women. I may not be able to be everything that you need. Do you feel this way? And maybe encourage the conversation and the dialogue and hope that she can be honest and let him know. True. So good luck to you, Matt.
Yes, good
hope
luck.
Hope that works out for you. You get your boo back.
So look, we're going to take a quick break.
We got more.
All right. We got way more got listener more. Letters on our way back. But we got to pay some bills. I thought it was all right. And Kay got a blanket. Listen to y'all stuff. Are you cold? Huh? I got to put the heat up?
The air was on in here because it was hot with the lights and whatnot. But I just like to be cozy. You lucky I didn't turn the fireplace on. I didn't because you're closest to it, so you would sweat. But this just makes me feel like, sis, tell me what happened.
Bring it back. What? You said you got the air on. You gonna put the air on, a blanket, and put the fireplace on, so you gonna burn the gas and the AC at the same time?
That's why I'm not doing that. You see what I'm saying? I decided against it.
I'm wondering how many times when I wasn't home, she had on the AC and the fireplace. That's all I'm wondering right now, because I know she's done it before. The only reason why he didn't do it is because I'm sitting right here.
I know you. Semantics. We'll talk about that on another episode. But we should talk about how frugal you are.
We'll be back after I pay these bills.
I'll pay some too.
You do.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Let's say I'm trying to lurk on you. You know, see what you're doing and who you're doing it with. I can stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of weird. You do that?
Not anymore. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages, so no public feeds. And the money is immediately available to use with Apple Pay.
Babe, did you just send me a dollar on Apple Cash?
I just said our cash isn't content. Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, what's good, y'all? I think it's important for you to understand why Black representation in media is important. It's important because the media represents how people view us. And it's important that they understand that Black people are not a monolithic people.
That is a fact. And the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truth.
Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story.
In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience.
Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, y'all, losing two loved ones in a matter of 6 months, it can be a lot. And a lot of times, when you're dealing with grief, you have a lot to get off your chest with your family.
That's absolutely right. You know, people carry around all different types of stresses, big and small. When you keep them bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
And therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to kind of figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down.
If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/deadass today to get 10% off your first visit. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/deadass.
During the break, let's quickly talk about a couple things that are important to most people I know. comfort, and style. Crocs, classic clogs, and sandals have both covered.
When I'm talking about style, I mean personal style. There are just so many colors and so many Jibbitz charms that you can add to the Crocs to make them unique. You can dress up your Crocs to match your mood, to match your personality, to fit the occasion, and you can change them up day to day.
I mean, ultimately, you can stand out from the crowd in a way that only you can because it's your personal style. And now, let's talk about comfort. You know, it doesn't get better than Crocs, clogs, and sandals when it comes to being comfortable. Style and comfort are usually a trade-off, but here, they're a package deal. It's like you have cushions on your feet. Soft, stylish, personalized, colorful cushions.
That's right. So why wait? Head over to Crocs.com today and experience the comfort and style of Crocs classic clogs and sandals for yourself. Your feet will thank you.
All right. We're back more listener letters. Some of these listener letters really be throwing me for a loop. We were talking during the break, and Shorty was just like, he ghosted me, and asking us if we can explain why he ghosted her, and then was like, what happens when he comes back?
Stumped, sis. Like, I don't even know what I would do.
I would not.
I mean, I didn't know what I do know what I would do, but we don't promote violence on this show. So yeah.
Hey, Kadeen and DeVal, I love the podcast. Thank you. I'm 37 years old with no children. I have a great job and bought a home back in 2017. I've been with my man for almost 13 years and we're really happy. Problem is, I'm still waiting for him to pop the question after all this time. He's 10 years older than me and he's never been married. He tells me that it'll happen one day, refers to me as his wife in a joking manner. It's really cute, but I'm not moved by all of that. I need the official proposal. I love him dearly and we have so many years invested and I don't want to leave my relationship. Neither one of us does. Do you guys think I'm a fool for sticking around and wanting and waiting? Or is it time to move on? I'm not the type of woman that thinks my good years are behind me and I'm honestly happy with him in our relationship. What could be holding him up and how can I find comfort in waiting?
Go ahead, girl. We know how you don't like to wait, so... Go ahead, give your opinion.
You've made me seem like the most impatient person in life, okay?
Yo, I proposed to Kay. She set her stopwatch on. Then she's like, girl, you have 365 days starting now.
Can I help that I was excited to be your wife and I could not wait to be your wife?
Were you excited to be my wife or were you excited to get married?
A little bit of both.
I appreciate
And I was excited honesty. For a wedding, too.
So I appreciate the honesty.
That's what we doing. We being honest. I'm going to be honest.
I don't mind it. Transparent. I don't mind it.
So I'm wondering if this is a case of why buy the cow if you can have the milk for free? You know what I'm saying? They've been together almost 13 years. So that means they've been together since she's 24. And he's 10 years older than her and never been married. So in his mind, he probably feels like we're doing everything that married people do. I'm getting everything that a married person gets or a husband gets.
Full disclosure. Men be afraid that women going to change when you get married. Because that's what we hear.
So that's what that's about?
I don't know.
So
I'm not
like
him.
For 13 years, she's been trying to hold it down to prove that she is worth marrying.
Can we be honest?
I hope we can be.
Okay. Some women be going above and beyond to prove that they are marriage material. Mm-hmm. Then you get married and they not the same person. And I mean, it's vice versa too. Because some men do that. They give you everything to try to get you to be their woman. And then once they get you as their woman, what they do, they get comfortable and they settle. Right? In the male community, you hear a lot of men say, shh, don't get married because everything changes when you get married. That is the truth.
But is that accurate for somebody who's been together for almost 13 years? Is she putting up this facade for 13 years that she's trying to be a wife?
Obviously, I don't know because I was ready to get married. So I don't know what their issue is. Hmm. She's asking a question. Why do some men like being in a relationship but don't want to get married? A lot of men talk about fearing marriage. Like that's permanent. Like that is the be all and end all for a lot of people. When you get married, it's very definite and permanent and then it's like, okay, now that we married, now what?
Well, I mean, that's accurate, you know? Because the jargon that I've heard, you know, in overhearing men speak is like, oh, that marriage, oh, good luck, oh, don't do it, you know, and there's a lot of that negativity surrounding marriage when it comes to men. And you guys' talks that you have with each other are amongst yourselves. So,
and y'all too. Y'all talk about how sometimes marriage can be daunting for a woman. Y'all love the wedding.
Once we're married,
y'all love
absolutely.
The proposal. Y'all love the ring. Y'all love the wedding. But then when it comes to the marriage.
And trying to keep up with the men and everything. Because I feel I've heard more complaints from other married women about being married.
So then, why are women so,
you know what I mean,
like bewildered when a man don't want to get married?
Well, also, I mean, I don't know about that bewilderment, but I'm also thinking about women who then aspire to be married. I don't think there's enough conversations happening with the married women to kind of get the lowdown almost about what
same
transparently
women.
It's like.
Same women.
However, there's also too the opportunity for you to then see for yourself, because you don't necessarily want to be tainted or jaded by other people's experiences.
Absolutely.
If I listened to the women that I've overheard that were married before me complain about their situations and their marriages, at that point, I probably too would have been like, damn, is this something I want to do? Or I would have been like, man, well, I could see why they like that, because sis, you a bitch, or sis, your husband ain't shit, or something like that. You know, so it could be two-sided when think about that, the jargon around marriage.
But let's take it back to when we were dating, right? The excitement, the most excitement for you as a woman was getting engaged and getting and having a wedding, right?
That's a part, so the excitement, part of a woman's life that I think many women look forward to.
No.
Not all, but many.
But what I'm saying is like, the marriage wasn't even like, I can't wait to be a wife. It was, I can't wait to get proposed to and I can't wait to have a wedding, right?
Well, yeah. And I also wanted the wife title, but not necessarily aware of all of the weight that came with that title. All
right. So think about it.
Yeah.
As women want the title. I want the ring. I want the wedding, mm-hmm. right? As a man, I got to provide you with the ring and the wedding. What do I necessarily as a man gain from wanting so much to be married?
You would want a full wife.
No. What I mean? No, what I'm saying is if you said you hear from other women complaining mm-hmm. about marriage mm-hmm. and men hear from other married men about complaining about marriage, right?
Okay.
As a woman, when it's time to get married, you get a ring, you get mm-hmm. the wedding that you want. As a man, what do you get? You get married. Mm-hmm. We don't gain anything from it. So I feel like when I'm talking about like physically, like far mm-hmm. as a ring is concerned.
Okay.
So it's like we don't get excited about the actual wedding day because it's a party. Mm-hmm. If we want to get married, if a man wants to get married, it's because he's excited about being a husband mm-hmm. and getting and having a wife.
Right. And providing, I guess, a lifestyle.
You know what I'm saying?
Or yeah, working to provide a lifestyle with his wife.
Right. So if he probably feels like, if I'm doing all of this now as her boyfriend, what's the big deal about getting married? That's my point. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, what's the big deal about the wedding? If we're both happy and we're doing this mm-hmm. together, right? What's the big rush to have a party and to invite other people and spend money?
So maybe they don't have to have a big wedding, which is in retrospect what I would have done. Mm-hmm. Don't do what I did before. So say that, because she didn't even mention in here a wedding. She just said that she wants a proposal and she wants to be married. So if it wasn't even a wedding situation, they could even do something privately, something small, even if it's just a sign of
faith, absolutely.
A sign of good faith. Like, yes, I appreciate you as my girlfriend for all these years. I'm committed fully.
I agree with you.
I'm serious about where I am. You know what I mean? But then will she apply the pressure like we had in a former episode?
See, and that's,
about
that's
is
my
it a
point.
Pressure now? Or is she setting out her expectations to him?
So, but this is that's my point of the psychology between a man and a woman during the dating process, right? If a man is doing all of these things for you already and proving all of these things for you, he has his timeline, right? You're in a rush to do what? Get a title, get a ring, and have a party. You're excited, you're happy, you get everything that you want out of life, but until you get the ring, get the party, and the title, you're not content. For a man, he's the one responsible to give you the ring and the party and make you content. But what does he physically gain more now than he had before by getting married? Nothing. That's why men are always typically like, marriage is so finite. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just getting into the psychology. For me, marriage was more than that. Mm-hmm. For me, marriage is a part, if, of course, it's a contract, a financial contract that binds you and I, right? Mm-hmm. It's also a title where I feel like we are committed to serving one another. These are my ideas of marriage. This is not what people typically think about a marriage. Mm-hmm. When I thought about marriage, I was thinking about legacy. I'm going to pass down what we've created for our kids to our kids.
Right. That was well thought out, I think, from both of us.
You know what I'm saying? That's something that we want out of marriage.
You more than me. Like, me, over the years, I had to kind of redefine what marriage meant to me. Because, again, I was going into it very, I want to say, blindly, not knowing what actually you needed as a wife, too. Because there's also no structure for what the cookie-cutter wife looks like, you know?
I agree. So, but that's what you got to think about. Like, and I think people need to start thinking about that when it comes to my partner's not rushing into marriage and I want to get married. What do you want out of marriage? What does he want out of marriage, or vice versa? And what are we gaining by going into that next step?
So that might be a good conversation starter for you, sis. How about, like you said, maybe sitting down over dinner one night or over a date night, what would be the pros and cons to officially being married?
I agree with that.
You know, and just kind of see if you even align on the benefits.
See now, you know, that right there, the benefits of marriage, it's what people don't talk
align
about.
On the benefits of a marriage, mm-hmm. and not the cons, you know. But I think that might be a good place to start, because then you can really get an idea of where the value lies for him, mm-hmm. or not, you know, and you won't feel as left in the dark. Because if she says she's happy in her relationship, she doesn't want to leave the relationship, she loves him dearly. So is that enough? Not having the ring, is that enough for you to feel like, man, I just want to walk away? It's like you're going to leave that to then do what?
That's my point, is like, you found a man that you're in love with and you guys are building something together. But since he don't give you a ring and throw a party and a title, you're willing to walk away. What does that really say about what you were looking for in a partnership? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like my grandmother, my nanny, she was married before to my grandfather. Mm-hmm. They got a divorce. She started dating my Papa John.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Papa John.
They were together for, I think, over 20 years. Mm-hmm. Getting married. And it wasn't because my Papa John didn't want to get married. My grandmother was just like, yo, chill out. Because to her, at this point, marriage had a different value other than the wedding and the ring.
Right.
And, you know, and just the title.
Of course, for a second time around.
You know what I'm saying?
Considering it for a second time around, I could see how she would feel like that. Yeah.
Because now she has more insight and more wisdom to know that marriage is not just about that day. Mm-hmm. It's not just about the ring or the title. Mm-hmm. It's about two people sharing in one ideal about how they're going to push their legacy forward. Mm-hmm. And if you're not together on that ideal, rushing to get married, and not even rushing, just trying to get married because y'all been together for a long time. That's another thing. We've been together 12 years. We need to get married.
Right, right.
If y'all can't even collaborate on ideals on what a marriage is, then you shouldn't get married.
Right.
Because once you get married, then it's like, well, now what?
Right.
Now it's now fact. What? Like, now what?
Now what we
married.
Doing? Okay.
You know, so
right.
That's what they should have a conversation about legacy and what marriage means to them. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be able to decide if it's something they want
to
do.
Yeah, but they each have to gain from that. So good luck to you, sis. Hopefully that works out for you and your boo. And on to the next.
The last one.
Is it the last one? Oh, yeah. This is a long one.
This is a novel. All right. Let me clear my throat.
Well, they provide context for us now, because a couple times BB missed
context. And we've asked for context. So shout out to y'all for.
Thank you for giving very well thought out listener letters here, so we can get the total picture somewhat.
Okay. Hey, y'all. First off, let me start by saying I love the work you do, seeing Black people portrayed in a positive light. Thank you so much. Keep up the awesome and inspirational work.
Thank you.
Now on to the subject at hand. We appreciate that. I am a 32-year-old woman and have been in a happy relationship for almost 2 years now. I must say that it is the most satisfying, selfless, healthy relationship I have ever been in.
Okay.
I like to think that this is owed to the fact that we were best friends prior to becoming a couple. That's dope.
That's always a plus.
My boyfriend is quiet and extremely kind-hearted, which attracts females. He's the good guy that women want as their friend, but don't want to date. I was one of them. That being said, he has other female friends. This does not bother me at all, being that I also have male friends. You shouldn't also know that he is not very active, excuse me.
Oh, on my social God, I'm about to say, platforms. Oh, so nobody likes him because he's ugly? No, just kidding.
That's messed up. He is not very active on social media platforms, although he has them. There is a picture of one of his female friends on Instagram from 2017, that is 4 years ago, okay, giving her a graduation shout out. Today, I asked him to remove it from his page, and I feel like he was slightly annoyed by the request. I would be too. I am in no way threatened by this friendship he still maintains with the woman. However, Before we became a couple, he was completely honest and disclosed that he had sex with her once. The reason I asked him to remove the picture is because, one, I do not feel it is appropriate for him to have a picture of a woman he has sex with on public display while he is in a relationship. And two, there are no pictures of men on his, pictures of me on his social media. So there shouldn't be pictures of any other women aside from family. Like I said, he is not active on social media, so it doesn't bother me that he doesn't post me. But seeing the picture, although it is 4 years old, triggered feelings of insecurity from a previous relationship where my ex posted. Oh, so that's what this really is about.
Oh, because I'm about to say, girl, why are you looking for issues that ain't there? Okay.
Where my ex posted every woman except me, and it turned out he was cheating. So I have my reasons. Yeah, you have your reasons, but that reason doesn't justify you asking that of him. But I am a mental health therapist, so you know all this, and you're a mental health therapist. Make that make sense. So I realize I may be projecting past trauma onto him. Oh,
you
say
sis.
Exactly what it is, but still requesting it. Okay, but I also realize whatever I feel is valid to you. It is valid to you. My question, however, you've answered all of your questions, though. My question, however, is, do you guys think it is extreme of me to ask him to take the photo down? Yes. And what are your thoughts on having photos of opposite sex on your social media, especially if your significant other isn't posted? Side note, he is hella petty. I'm pretty sure he is. And proceeded to post a picture of me stuffing a sandwich in my mouth after removing her picture.
Is this your woman? Because that's some shit you would do.
That's not okay? My woman, but that's definitely something I would have did. Because that was retarded. I can't even say that. I can't even say it no more. That was asinine.
Despicable.
This be the different world y'all live in, bro. How you go back 4 years in his Instagram, knowing he don't post, find issue with a woman he admitted to having sex with prior to being with you, and say, I know I'm projecting from my past relationships, but my feelings are valid.
Girl.
Make it make sense, Kadeem, for me, please.
No, I can't even be with you on this one, sis. And I mean, and typically we don't try to like gang up and take a side, but this is completely ridiculous at this point.
Come on. The
biggest thing for me was that you scroll back to 2017.
Knowing he don't post.
We in 2020 and know that he don't post. It's not even like he's a chronic poster. You scroll all the way back, know that he doesn't post. He was honest and upfront about the fact that he had sex with her one time. He's honest about the fact that they're still friends. I feel like you're just glutton for punishment. Like you're just looking for a reason to pick a fight.
The best thing about this is that she says she's a mental health professional. All right? Like,
so it's
come
like you already know. Like you answered a lot of your questions here.
She did answer all of her own questions.
Right. And if you feel like your feeling is valid because you had this past trauma, then you cannot project that on him, though.
You know what she's doing, right? She knows she's wrong, but she's going to keep asking for advice until someone validates her feelings. I'm not doing that here.
Sis, this was the wrong place
for it. I am not doing that here. You was bugging. And you might miss out on a good thing if you continue to bug out this way.
Right.
Because the one thing you can't do to people is make demands. You know what I'm saying?
Deval doesn't take kindly to demands. Nope. Because times when I felt like I was going to put my foot down and say, Deval, it's going to be this or that. Deval's not doing this or that. Deval's doing whatever the fuck he wants to do. So that being said, I'm just like, bro, I'll tell you how I feel. We try to acknowledge it. And then we move forward. But him being petty after, I had to laugh at it. I had to.
He petty, but he even not as petty as me. I probably would have posted another picture to girl.
I probably
would have did that.
Deval would have been like, Deval would have called her up and be like, hey, sis, just like swim by real quick. Let's get this selfie. And he would have posted a selfie with homegirl.
Because they had
done the whole reel together.
Like, I feel like you can't have retroactive jealousy. So it's like we were friends prior to us dating. You knew that. We had something before, but now you jealous of a friendship and a relationship we had one time before? That's kind of crazy.
And then you know that you're bringing this past trauma from another relationship into this relationship. So you've created a whole scenario.
Also, why do people put social media standards on real life relationships?
That part too.
Like for me, this is the only time I would be mad if someone posts something on social media. If me, you, Josh, and Denora are all friends and we all friends on social media, right? If you post pictures of all your friends, but you don't post pictures of me, mm-hmm. and you post all the time, At that point, excuse me, I would say, why is it that you post all of us and we're all friends and you don't post me? Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if we're in a real relationship, not a friendship, like I'm talking about if we were just friends on like social media, a romantic relationship, yes, okay. And we have a foundation rooted in truth, friendship. She said he is his best friend, her best friend. And you don't post on social media. Why are you using social media as the standard to which you want to hold your relationship values to? That to me doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
We are friends in real life. We are lovers in real life.
Yes.
What you posted 4 years ago.
I must say it's been the most satisfying, selfish, and healthy relationship I've been in.
I'm lost.
So why are we making it sick?
Well, you know what we just found out? You know who makes it unsick? Who makes it sick? You know who makes it sick?
Who?
Her.
Well, yeah.
Because this ain't going to be satisfying and healthy if she keeps doing stuff
that's
like
a fact.
This.
And he's going to get frustrated and he's going to be over it.
Because then she said he's petty for doing that. Mm-hmm. But sis, you petty for even bringing that up.
Yeah.
And we all got to stop doing that. We got to stop making it seem like social media is the be all that ends all. Like even if you post a picture every single day, that picture takes a snapshot. Mm-hmm. That's a fraction of a day. Mm-hmm. You have so many other minutes and hours in the day, but you want to focus on a fraction of a second that someone posts. It's kind of insane. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Like it's really insane. I don't. And the thing is,
laugh this one off at this point.
Yo, you should see my DMs, Kay, real talk, about mm-hmm. how many women send me questions about their man like this, or men send me questions, my woman follows this person. And I'm like, guys, social media was made to follow, like, and comment. If you're on social media, people are gonna follow, like, and comment. And then they try to break down to me why what their significant other is doing is wrong. And then a lot of times I'll be like, well, do you do that? Yeah, but it's different because, nah.
Lost me there.
You lost me. Because mm-hmm. this is a theme. This is a recurring thing. Men don't like when their women follow other men on social media. I've noticed that. Like that has been a recurring theme from like men asking me. And women don't like when their man likes other people's stuff.
Shoot, and this is the point now where I could scroll through Instagram and we may follow some of like similar people and there be females, beautiful females. And I'd be like, oh, DeVal liked the picture. But it never crossed my mind like, oh, why did DeVal like such and such this picture? Usually I'd be like, yep, I like it too.
Well, first, this is the first thing. First of all, I won't like booty pics. And the reason why I won't like booty pics don't even be because of you. Mm-hmm. I don't want anyone else seeing my name on a booty pic and think that that's what I'm on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That I won't do that. Right. So I won't like a booty pic. But if it's a girl that we know, for example, we know through social media that we've worked with and mm-hmm. she's attractive and she posts a nice picture, I like it. Mm-hmm. That's my homegirl. My castmates. I have beautiful castmates. Mm-hmm. They post a picture, I'm going to like it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But I also have respect for my marriage. Mm-hmm. Not so much my fear that my wife is going to be upset at my life. I have respect for my marriage. If someone sees I Am DeVal liked a picture of a chick naked doing a split, that could be seen as disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And I don't even want to put that out there for someone else to create a wrong idea of who I am.
Right.
So I do that for myself. Right. I don't even do that because my wife is insecure. I do that for myself. Mm-hmm. I don't want people looking at me like I'm a creep. You know what I'm saying?
Not feel you.
But I've never at any point in social media felt like if I don't do this or I post this where Kadeem may break up with me.
Yeah.
Like that's never been.
Definitely not. I think we're so far past that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And we're not letting social media.
You've never
like
put
that
pressure
no,
on me
never,
either.
No, that's never been a thing. That's just not a battle that we have.
No,
we use social media. We don't let it use us.
And I implore people to do the same thing. Understand that social media is a tool. Like, stop making real life decisions based on what happens on social media.
Exactly.
Please. And that's what your job, that's what your relationships with your family, your friends, and definitely your significant others.
That's all we have for today. That was fun.
That went by fast.
That went by fast, guys. Well, keep writing in. You know we love to hear from y'all and all that good stuff. But before we do anything, do you have a moment of truth that sums anything up here? I mean, we had so many different topics that we were talking about today.
Yes.
Or any words that you'd like to say to our listeners out there?
Moment of truth, very, very simple. 99% of the issues that happen in relationships can be solved with adequate communication. Period. Learn how to communicate and converse and listen. Not only get your point across, but listen And 99% of the problems can be solved. The reason why I say that is because there's that 1% of people that just ghost people. And you just like, I can't, there's nothing, there's nothing, no conversation that, that
can ever. Where are you, bro? Where are you? I'm thinking to like, where's Waldo? And it's like, where's the, you're looking on the map. And you're like, where'd he go? Where'd he go? Is he camouflaged somewhere?
Dude,
where
is bugging.
Did you go is what we want to know. Please let us know. If you find him, sis, like honestly, send the update so we can just at least know like what transpired. My moment of truth today is I just love y'all. Like, I feel like I need to say a thank you to everyone who subscribes
What's
to the
up?
Podcast, who listens, who shares with their friends, who, you know, puts a clip in their group chat with their girls and their guys. Like, I feel like we don't often get a chance to really just thank you all for the love and the support and the positive vibes and rooting for us. Like, I've never seen a group of strangers, I would say, because we don't know you all personally, but strangers really root for us the way so many of you do. So thank you. That's just my moment of truth today. You are the reason why we're able to have this podcast, which we enjoy so much. We love to do, us and our team. So just thank you guys. Thank you. Nothing profound to say other than just thank you.
I gotta say that was definitely well thought out and needed. Thank you. I'll piggyback off that to say thank you. Y'all dope. We love y'all. We appreciate
do.
Y'all.
Look at that heart.
And be sure to find us on social media at Deadass the Podcast. Of course, this is
Kadeen. I am.
And I am DeVal. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
And keep writing in listener letters, y'all. Deadassadvice@gmail.com. Did we give them that?
Ooh. deadassadvice@gmail.com.
Send more letters in. We love to hear from y'all. Thank you so much.
Deadass.
Deadass is a production of iHeartMedia Podcast Network and is produced by Denora Pena and Tribble. Follow the podcast on social media at Deadass the Podcast and never miss a thing.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You know that I feel like it's important to express yourself. You got to put your true self out there. And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do that.
That's right. Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know it doesn't get any more comfortable than the Croc clogs and sandals. They are just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit Crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
You may have heard that most people who are Black have O blood type. O is commonly needed for emergencies, but did you know 1 in 3 of us is a match for patients with sickle cell disease? Regardless of blood type, every day our blood saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell. Donate blood at Red Cross to help us save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock. One at Flatiron Plaza in New York City and one at Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's a perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products. It's free for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart. Trust, you don't want to miss it.